This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Show me that list again.
Show me that list.
Don't pick that horror, baby, here's a rom-com. Counting down 1, 2, 10. This list is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we've got some dick jokes, we've got the audience right in our hands, Paulie, you and me.
We gotta be
the luckiest dickheads. You know that we're assholes. As long as we keep on listing, we can take any topic comes our way. Asshole week to week.
Suck my dick.
We got each other sharing the soundboard and balls.
Welcome to episode 337 of the Countdown Podcast. I'm Brown, he's White, Polly and Wayne gonna make you feel all right. My name is Wayne.
Well, that's to do with the topic at hand, but well done, sir.
Sure, you couldn't think of anything.
My name is Paul, welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television. Today, in fact, television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to. And today's topic is not at all surmisable based on what Wayne opened with today.
It doesn't always have to work.
Take it back!
That's the soundboard. Welcome to the third member of the team. Just in case you're wondering, the soundboard is very important on the show.
No,
Wayne,
it's not. It's piece of shit.
Loves it.
Piece
so
of shit. No one should. So I don't know why anyone invented it.
That's special. Before I actually reveal the topic, Today, this episode will be the 500th release we've made through the regular podcast stream.
Also, 500 shows, kind of.
Yeah, in effect.
Not episode, but
460 shows.
Shows
have been released through Podbean. There were 40 that predated that. You can't find them anywhere else except in the Patreon. So unless you're a member there, you can't hear those episodes. So this is 500 releases that we've had. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other stuff we did for the patrons and the like, but 500 through the main feed, which is something of a moment.
It's quite a few.
337 today countdowns.
How long have we been doing this?
Well, this is 6.5 years we're coming
Shit
up
on me. Wow.
1 week we missed, which as Joey from the So Is The Podcast knows, you know, great show, do check them out. It shits me no end because they have had no weeks off. We've had 1 week off. Fuck.
Paul Kurzma shit like that, everyone. So
how would you like to suck my balls?
Good stuff. Yes. All right, well.
So, the topic then, to that, now that we've acknowledged this particular milestone, is the top 10 most anticipated TV shows coming soon.
Okay.
Right, and in my case, by the time this releases, one of those will have dropped.
That's cool, because sometimes you're scratching for shit. It's like, no, technically, ain't released yet.
Ain't released at the time of recording. I believe the same day this episode drops, one of my shows will premiere.
That's fine. That's completely valid.
I can't remember which one it was. I will let you know. So that's it. That's the parameters. We did add the back and forth a little bit was, would we have just like season two of, say, Invincible?
Yes.
Which is a great show. We both loved it. Really looking forward
to it. What are we going to say about that?
In the end, we decided not to because we were all looking speculatively.
That's right. Right. Let's talk about shit that we think it's going to be or what it should be.
Yeah, what we hope it will be, probably won't be. Exactly. Be very disappointed. But totally, at this stage, we live in hope. And that's it is, as we're all well aware, the hope that kills you. All right, well, without any further ado, let's get into the segment which kicks off every show. It's called The Recount.
Who wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Who
wants a recount?
Let's recount the week, Polly. What happened?
Well, let's start with a review, because we haven't had one of those in a while.
Sure.
And this one comes to us from a patron to the show, all around good fella, Nerdivert.
Nerdivert
wrote, always a fun time, 5 stars. Paul and Wayne never disappoint. Between the topics of each main show, the back and forth banter, and the review episodes, they always deliver.
Which is just
lovely.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Nerdivert. And if you haven't left a review yet, you listen to the show, please do. And head over to Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen on. And if they allow the option of reviewing, please help us out.
Yeah, it helps out the show.
Or, you know, tell a friend. That one works as well. All right. To the results of last week's show, episode 336, the top 10. Hand-to-hand fight scenes.
Right.
Now, we would have assumed that Wayne would have a leg up, and he did. One very, very easily to take it to 15, 13, and 1 on the season. Well done, Wayne.
Oh, look at that. Slightly close again, maybe. 7
votes to 25.
Okay.
Some of the feedback from John Huslander. This was a poll made more for Wayne. The inclusion of Wheels on Meals, Jackie Chan versus Benny the Jet, is what tipped it for me. But then Paul has the daily fight. Nope. Still going with Wayne.
Kill card. Very kind.
David Powell. top level patron of the show and moderator to the Facebook list community, links in the show notes. So tough this week. Paul had They Live and The Hunt. Wayne had Black Widow and Fallout. In the end, Viggo's old fella just gets Wayne over the line.
As it often does.
I reckon Viggo's, Viggo's old fella has got himself across the line.
Absolutely.
Quite a few times.
Still doubt. Everyone wants to fuck Aragorn.
My brother, he did swing into my favour. My voting block member of one.
Fuck so, off! You've got to block yourself. Oh, bitch, please.
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, God and I don't think
why
I'm
you have that block
here.
If you keep putting bullshit like this up.
I don't think the Bong Ultimatum belongs so high on this list. The Wayne voting block is strong this week. I agree, Adam. Well played,
sir. Yeah, we'll see, sucker dick.
Chad Beckler said, and Paul for the win with They Live as a classic. I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
You know, over the years, that has really lost its fucking effect.
Shut up. Julio from The Contrarian said, Wayne, buddy, that fight scene in Black Widow sucked ass.
Yeah, I got an issue with this one. I read
contrived,
that one.
Contrived, like, inconsequential, a waste of resources, but it was still better than the snorefest that is They Live. Sorry, Paul, got to go with Nicholas Haskins of Nicholas Kitchen on this one, who hates They Live with a fiery passion.
Ah, I love that fight, man. Too, you know, it's cool. Anyway, hey, each their own.
Sam Hurley from the Movie Reviews and 20Qs podcast. So Wayne didn't even go for the best fight scene in Captain America, the Civil Soldier. Sorry, Winter War. Paul. Now, if you're wondering what that meant, Wayne did not get his movie straight last week.
Yeah, I forgot. I mixed up Winter Soldier and Civil War, and this happens a lot in my head.
Somehow not penalized at all, except by Sam. So well done, Sam. And that is it for, as you can tell, an easy win. 37-25 votes. Well played, sir.
They don't come along too often.
15-13-1. We're not going to vote this week. It's speculative. There's no way
we're
to
just
say
talking
this
shit
is
this
better
week.
Than the other.
Exactly. Balls
so
to this,
we'll
man.
Skip that one, and the vote will return in a couple of weeks' time.
Word.
So look out in the Facebook list community for that one. And without any further ado, then, let's get into it. On the other side of this music cue, which is going to be really fucking hard because the show's not out yet and I don't have any music cues.
Make some shit up, man.
Jesus shit, fuck.
How about I just sing something?
Go.
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm going to prepare that shit. What the fuck? Ooh, how many... Oh, I'm fucking me. All right, let's go.
I'll work it out. On the other side of this, the top 10 most anticipated television shows. Top 10 most anticipated television shows coming soon to you is the subject of this week's countdown.
I'm not fitting all that on a card, motherfucker.
Just top 10 most anticipated television shows. Yeah, that'll do. Fine. Wayne, your turn this week. Lead us away. What's your number 10?
Okay, so check it out, right? I am of the small minority of people who didn't mind Tom Cruise's Jack Reacher. Okay? There's like 10 of us. We know each other. And the big issue they had
first one was all right.
First one was good. Second, look, admittedly, the second one was, oh shit. Right?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So, but they're now making, of course, a TV show called Reacher.
Presumably not starring Tom Cruise.
No, this man is 6'2". And his name is, what's his name? Alan Richson. And he was in Smallville and Titans. I've never seen him before.
That household name.
Yeah, exactly. But he's big. And I think that's what they were going for here.
Jack Reacher is big in the books, right?
He's a large man. He's about 6'5 in the book. And he's a 34-year-old, so the 8-year-old guy. And this kind of fits. So I do love the idea of Jack Reacher, a big motherfucker, just vagrant, ex-army, whoops people's asses, is smarter than everyone. All that kind
so
of shit.
So is this TV show going to be like, he's like the equalizer. He just goes around and rights wrongs?
Well, no one knows, man. Because the only other thing I can tell you about this cast is that Kristen Crook is in it. Now, she's Lana
Smallville?
From Smallville. Yeah, she's fucking beautiful, man. Right? You would particularly love her.
Would I?
Yeah, she's half yellow. So it's like...
Feels just a reminder to all who are tuning in for the first time.
I'm Asian.
Wayne himself is
Asian. It's fine. Yep. It's fine, everyone.
As he has labeled himself the brown persuasion Asian.
That's right. Brillo. Now, this apparently what it's going to be is that each season is one of the Jack Reacher books. So that's actually a bit better.
Okay, so no, they're following a through line.
Yeah, so it's
okay,
like cool. It's like a movie each time. So it's like, yeah, the equalizer would be shit.
Yeah.
Like, it would be shit after all. I was like, well, this week I did this thing and now it's all wrapped up, the 18.
No, I'm not adverse to it. I might even check it out if it gets good reviews, / you say it's good.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not expecting much. But I will tell
What's
you this.
Number 10?
Well, because I'm expecting it, but I reckon it'd be one of those things that disappoint me. Because the author actually said, look, Tom Cruise didn't work, okay? Lee Child said that. I'm like, wow, okay, man. So there you are. Jack Reacher. I mean, Reacher, it's called.
Okay, nice. My number 10 is the first of two on my list that are revivals of old shows.
I see.
Right, which we did allow in our ruling. This is Frasier returning to our screens.
No.
Okay, right.
Dude, Frasier. I didn't even know this happened until I was researching it.
Likewise. Did on Paramount Plus in 2022, it's coming. Now, there's not a lot of detail about it yet, except they will acknowledge that John Mahoney, who died in 2018, mm-hmm. so presumably Frasier loses his dad.
Yeah.
And he's gone on to have some huge level of success. Like, he gone on to be rich beyond his dreams, apparently.
Oh, is that how it's going
to
be?
In terms of some kind of success that he's managed to have. There's no... Here's why it's down at number 10, though. Because there's no word whether Jane Leaves, Perry Gilpin, or David Hyde Pierce are returning. And look, if you don't get those three
I need
back,
Niles there. Niles is actually funnier than Frasier. I don't know.
Niles 100% you have to have. Like, I can't even remember what happened with him and Daphne. Did they end up together?
Yeah, they're together. They married, had a kid, all sorts of shit.
All right, there you go. So without those people in it, it's just going to... I'm worried about it.
Bro. What the fuck are those two doing now? You sure? Of course they're in. Of course they're in, man. But having said that, no one said much. He did say, I read on this one. Yep. Well, Grammer said that it's not the same show. It's going to be a man in his next iteration.
Yeah, I was halfway through my point. Another new place. So he's not in Seattle anymore. He's moved somewhere else too.
And they're going to make him rich in this day and age.
Yeah.
That's a little odd, don't you think? Like really rich? I mean, he was already kind of rich.
Grammer said, and he ends up rich beyond his dreams.
Well,
and it comes from writers Chris Harris of How I Met Your Mother fame and Joe Cristalli from Life in Pieces, which I've never heard of.
How I Met Your Mother? Why don't do it? Yeah.
Don't know if he's one of the creators of How I Met Your Mother, but he's one of the writers.
Oh, okay. Yep. No, that could work. I like How You Met Your Mother. It's just that Ted was in it.
And it flopped badly at the end. But okay, that's my number 10. We'll see how high it goes on your list.
Nice one. Now, my number 9, Paul, maybe a little, well, unexpected. Maybe not, though. It's She-Hulk.
Oh, wow. It is unexpected.
Okay, so check it out, right? It's supposedly airing in 2022, okay? And the only thing the people that are in it. Now, the girl who's going to be She-Hulk, her name is Tatiana Maslany. I've never heard of her before. However,
you did look her up, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, Mark Ruffalo and Tim Roth are in it, though, which means that Abomination is probably going to be in it.
Okay.
And obviously, previous Hulk, right? Mm-hmm. So that's fine. But more importantly, nothing is known about this. But all I can tell you is that the thing I'm looking for, Paul, is how are we going to make her hot? Now, the cartoon, because She-Hulk is a stupid idea, right? Why is there a girl Hulk? Why is, like, was she in the same lab as you know?
I don't know.
It's stupid.
I've not read the comics.
There wasn't anyone in the lab. That's what, she would have turned up by now, all right? So obviously some shit happens. But Paulie, in the comics, she's a hot, green woman that you would bone. Like Gamora, but big. Right? So, you've
is she always? She's like the Hulk, right? She can revert from a normal form to a regular other form. She's a lawyer as well.
She's a lawyer, exactly. Yes. So, you know.
I'll
show you a picture here, Paul. This is a cartoonification of She-Hulk.
Right, yep.
And as you can see, she's hot. Now, sure. Short and green, all right?
I'm not Kirk.
We're all Captain Kirk, man, when it comes to that stuff, is right? So I'm interested myself, because remember, this is a Disney-ass show, right? This is like your...
Somewhere once a long time ago. Yeah. I don't know how true. Obviously, this is not true, because I haven't seen it repeated anywhere else. That it's going to be like a sitcom-y thing.
I would kind of dig that, but I doubt that it's going to be that way. Although,
surely,
you know,
WandaVision went down that road enough already.
No, WandaVision was one step away. Like, it was doing sitcoms, but it had the layer of context of, oh, what is really going on here?
Yep.
If this was flat out a three-camera sitcom or whatever, right? I kind of like that. I'm sure they won't do it. Yeah. I'm sure they won't do it. But, you know, if Mark Ruffalo is in it and all that sort of shit, it's going to have a budget, right? What's the idea for this is what
I don't
I'm
know.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, won't it be interesting? But if it ends up like a WB show, like The Flash or some shit, that would suck. But they're not going to do that because they got all the money.
And they also keep it to quite limited episodes. They don't do this 22-episode bullshit on Disney.
That's true.
And not many shows do anymore.
Like, yeah, yeah.
That's an old, outdated model.
Smallville type shit. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So there you are. She-Hulk. Let's see.
Surprising. But okay, my number 9 is also a Marvel show.
There's going to be a couple in here.
Yeah. So this one is Secret Invasion.
Ah.
The Skrulls effectively permeating through and taking over aspects of, I guess, high-level Marvel shenanigans, probably high-level government, whatever else. So, what's his name? Talos?
Talos, yeah.
So, Ben Mendelsohn. And Nick Fury, Samuel Jackson, combined to fight back against them once they realize this shit is going on, which I'm really glad that Talos remains a good guy. Because I was a bit worried that he was going to do a double take. And end up being like the leader. Look, who knows at the end of the show, but through at least what we're following, but these two trying to weed out the Skrulls before they can do lots and lots of damage, which I think sounds good.
No, I mean, it's because at the end of Marvel, right, Captain Marvel, you see Sam Jackson is in some space station and he's chilling with Skrulls.
Yep.
This must be that shit.
Yep.
I never read the Secret Invasion thingy, like the comic or anything.
Neither
do I. Now, how do we feel about Sam Jackson these days, Paul? Because he's going a bit Robert De Niro insofar as...
He can't handle the physical action anymore.
Well, it's not so much that. It's more that he's in every fucking film.
Yeah, but except unlike Robert De Niro, most of the things he's in are at least half decent or okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Most.
Most of them, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess
fully
so.
Fully acknowledging that you missed it, that was the hitman's wife's bodyguard.
Hey, that was fucking good. I liked it.
So yeah, look, it's only going to be 6 episodes in season 1, and they've only just started filming, so I imagine this won't premiere until around about this time next year.
How old is Sam these days, do you reckon?
72?
72!
Ish. I could be a year or two off either way.
Oh, shit. If I take a solid dump, if I make it to 72, I'll be happy. This guy's a fucking hero still. Anyway, okay, cool. Excellent. My number 8, then, is this may piss a few of the kids off, okay?
Oh, here we go.
There's a TV show made from a comic called Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, the
I've never read it. Neil Gaiman, obviously.
Yeah, look, I read it a long time ago. It is an interesting premise. It's about, this wizard is trying to capture death. He's trying to bring death, Lady Death, forward and capture her to bargain for eternal life for himself. But instead, he fucks up and traps her younger brother, whose name is Dream, and known as Morpheus, and all sorts of shit, right? This show is about what happens when you close your eyes and dream. These people, they're called the Endless and stuff. They're a group of immortals that exist in that dream world, and they kind of direct humans towards their destiny and shit like that. It's very interesting. It's a long one going, but I wasn't. I remember I've seen the comic. I mean, I read the comic, and it was interesting.
Some
but
people
I,
love it. It's like some people, favorite
it's,
book.
It's like considered one of the best, yep. Right? And I just said the art didn't really speak to me. I don't quite like the style of the art, but. They're making this movie, and they've been trying to make this, TV show, but they've been made it as movies and so on, right? For like 10 years, okay? David Gore was involved. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was going to star. Another that turned to shit. Eric Kripke, he tried that shit, the Supernatural guy.
Wow. I'd be interested if he got involved because his arc for Supernatural was 5 seasons, and it ends where it should have ended.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, sorry to all the Supernatural heads out there, but... Yeah. It kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, and then the two guys who acted bought an island and a fucking plane. So I see why he did it. Okay. But yeah, so Neil Gaiman has actually said that he wouldn't only let Sandman be made if the adaptation was good, and now Netflix has got it. And the idea
that means
is
he must have.
It means he found it, right? Yeah. Or he's fucking needs some money.
Yeah. So,
but yes, Sandman. I am intrigued to see what they do with this.
Definitely
to make
watch
it interesting.
It, but having not seen anything, I obviously couldn't be on my
list. I suspect you might enjoy the comic. One guy talking.
Okay. My number 8. Here's where the other revival is. The one which we had bandied about back and forth. Would this count for list or should it not?
Mm-hmm.
Dexter, colon, New Blood.
Okay.
Is my number 8.
Low. But.
Really?
It's totally on my list. It's the thing that I've been thinking about.
How high could you possibly have this given really how shit it became, that show?
Now, here's why, Paul.
Okay,
because,
go on.
This is your pick, but let's talk about Dexter.
What's
okay?
Our pick?
Our pick. Okay. So, spoilers if you haven't seen the old Dexter, but we all know how the last
series... 2013
it finished. Yeah, but it finished where Dexter burned everything about his life down, Deb dies, LaGuardia gets shot by Deb, and it's also real, and motherfucker takes a damn boat out into a fucking storm, and you're not supposed to know what happened, and maybe he kills himself
in
a storm.
Yvonne Strahovski took his son and...
That's right, and she got his kid, right? Yep. And then now, busts back, and then you see at the end of, the post-credit shit, is like, Dexter's still alive, and he's in a fucking fishing town, and he's fucking in a shitty cabin, and that's his shit.
In Oregon.
Yeah. Worst fucking ending, I think we've all said,
ever. On a previous countdown, we did both label it the worst ending to a TV show ever.
And I even did a fucking little dive on this motherfucker. And then there's Michael C. Hall talking about this new Dexter. And everyone's saying to him, they're saying as nice as possible, the Dexter ending made sense to me, but I know a lot of people didn't like it, right? I was like, suck some dick there, fucking interviewer. Anyway, he goes, yeah, look, I thought it was supposed to end the way it did as well. Bullshit, right?
Well,
maybe it was.
The one rationale which works is... Dexter doesn't deserve to die because he's been too bad a person overall. He needs to live with the fallout of his crime. I get that part,
yeah.
But nothing else about it worked. Nothing.
Literally everything, it felt like such a different show. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck is this, right?
One of my worries is, I think one of the previous creators is still on board on this iteration.
Mm.
So we've gone for a completely new showrunner team.
Here's what I can tell from basically what I've researched, okay? One, Dexter's still in that cold-ass fishing town. Looks like Alaska or something. Who knows, right?
I swear I read it was Oregon, but I haven't read it.
It could be. Yep. I don't know stuff. He got a girlfriend who works as a sheriff or a deputy in law enforcement, so that's he's in there. Appears like Deb is now doing the ghostly conscience thing, James Remar. Yeah, that thing. He's still beloved by the town folks. Everyone likes him. He likes baked goods. And it seems there's some other serial killer on the loose who's going to, presumably Dexter can maybe outthink and kill. The one of the things I liked about the original show is that you're seeing this sociopath maneuver his way through a normal life. And it's Miami and it's sunny and it's a different kind of setting. And even though you're disturbed as an audience member, you are rooting for him, right? So now what do we do? Is it less interesting because, frankly, it's less sunny? A little bit for me, all right?
Yeah, that's still higher than 8 on your list.
No, it's fine. I really am looking forward to it because I want to know what the fuck they're going to do. How are they going to handle this, and how are they going to incur the wrath of the fans who hated
it? Well, on that note, my little line I wrote here is as sort of prep for this. Can this 10-episode limited series right the wrong? So there's only one off series. This is not something that's coming back year upon year.
Good,
10
good,
episodes
good.
Banged up.
That means it's even more important.
Can it right the wrongs of a once great show which didn't so much go off the rails, but also slam into a puppy school at peak lesson time, killing every single one of the furry little friends in an almighty explosion that scorched the land and made it uninhabitable for, well, almost 10 years?
How did Rotten Tomatoes fucking
not give us,
not give us a fucking thing? How did they not give us an
not
official
even
reviewer?
Reply.
Bastards. They should send them that, motherfucker. So yes. And, you know, but also, in the end of the trailer, kid turns up. Harrison turns up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At the end of the trailer.
Spoilers, fuck.
That's on the trailer, right? He's like, he finds a kid in his house. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, you're Dexter Morgan? Yeah. And then,
well, he can't be a kid anymore. He must be what?
He's like a teen.
Yeah.
So it's like teen. So I guess he'd be like 11. No. They might be jumping forward in time.
Yeah, depending on how. It'd be
in the show, he looks 14 or 15,
yeah,
right?
Okay. And he's, I reckon that's right.
Harrison. So there you go. The kid's there. So something's up. Something's up here. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? I'm just saying.
Does even Strahowski come back? Because that will raise his
bump Paul's. Shit. Well, for Paul's sake, I hope so.
Well, that's my 8. What about yours?
All right. My number 7 is going to piss you off, Paul, because you've definitely got this on your list. Alien.
Oh.
Stupid, I mean,
you know what? No, fair enough. We don't know much about it at all.
Yeah, we know nothing about this thing, man. Like, pretty much the only thing I have found out about the Alien show is that no Ripley.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it's going to roll out in 2023.
Best guess, yep.
There's no mention of all the other familiar characters that may turn up. What do you think it's going to be, Paul?
Okay, here's
what do you want it to be?
My research, obviously, like a little bit more. So it's from Noah Hawley, the guy who did Fargo, all 4 seasons of Fargo.
Interesting.
And Legion, which I tried to watch, a bit of a mindfuck show set in the sort of the X-Men universe.
Yeah, I know of that one, yeah.
So Fargo, I've seen the first 2 seasons, both excellent. I'm going to get around to the other seasons in due course. So I've got a lot of faith in this guy that he can deliver something different. And I think, more importantly, Disney now has a lot of faith in Hawley as well.
Yeah.
So it's coming to Earth, and it's going to be not so much blue-collar grunts and soldiers having to deal with the alien, but it's going to get into more higher society, more white-collar, is what he's kind of said.
That's interesting.
I think it is as well. The FX chairman says he hopes it will be out in 2023, but just the idea of something good involving xenomorphs again and finally getting to Earth, which is something that's been teased and threatened for so long. And
they never did that, did they?
Every sequel script. I mean, the books have made that happen.
I remember Alien Resurrection almost got...
They landed on Earth at the end and walked out, I believe, out of the rubble, the surviving characters. But that was always the threat. If these things get back to Earth, carnage will ensue.
Exactly.
Right? So that we're playing around that, very interesting to me.
What are you hoping for, Paul? Because here's like... I mean... I'm thinking to myself, I hope they don't make it like Alien, right? Which is just a horror.
It's not going to be a psychological horror thing. For a whole season, there's going to be one alien running around a building with a bunch of, you know, suits in there. It's not going to be that.
Okay, yeah. No, good, good. That's interesting. Oh, well, how about Alien Die Hard then? What if, like, Alien is like the thing running around a building, and then the only suit who's got some balls is some guy who happened to be ex-military? And he's
slightly better than what I thought you meant there, where it's like, John McClane is a xenomorph.
Well, that's it, though. But you know what? The best Alien movie, Aliens, can we agree?
I agree.
Okay.
A lot of people don't, but I think it's 50-50 in the fandom.
I want to see a pulse rifle. I want to somehow to see a pulse rifle turn up, okay? Maybe someone has like one in their cupboard or something. It'd be cool.
The newest Alien game is now out. It's Aliens Fireteam Elite or Elite Fireteam or something or other. My brother and I have been playing it.
Is it a multiplayer?
Yeah.
Is it a
Left 4 Dead
campaign?
type game. Yeah, there's a campaign, but it's just...
I want to do the campaign. I hate multiplayer. I always die.
Well, it's not you're fighting against each other. You're fighting with your squad mates against hordes of aliens.
Co-op is great. I love co-op.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great.
No. But you definitely get the pulse rifle and the sound of it firing.
That's the shit. All right, nice. Alien TV show. Alien, whatever. Very cool.
All right, my number 7. I've cheated because we're not voting this week, and so I thought, fuck it, I'll squeeze these two together. They're both Apple TV series.
Oh, hello.
And they're both sci-fi series, and they're both coming out in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay.
One of them is Invasion, which is basically taking its inspiration from H.G. Wells' War of the World.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically seems to follow a really good-looking trailer out there at the moment you can check out. It's got Sam Neill starring in it.
Okay.
And it follows a bunch of disparate characters all around the world as they grapple with these aliens landing and starting to take us out.
Mm.
So, very simple premise.
That looks like, yeah, sounds like aliens, kind of. Right. But yeah.
My problem is that the teaser trailer is good because it keeps you sort of light on the detail. Sam Neill's kind of narrating the trailer and sort of talking, pontificating about sort of shit.
Sam Neill's like a bit of a, like, you know, he's Sam Neill.
You know, he's playing a sheriff in one of the American counties, but they look like they go to sort of the Middle East and whatever else and follow characters there as well. So they kind of.
He has to do an American accent?
Yeah, he's.
That's going to be interesting. The trailer. He's never done that, I don't think. There you go, cool.
And my issue, though, is that it's co-created by Simon Kinberg, who's a guy who did Dark Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix is that fucking X-Men shitty one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. So I'm a little bit, that downed me a little bit. And then I've combined it with Foundation, which is another Apple TV Plus show, which is set to premiere, I believe, October, if I'm not wrong. No, that was Invasion October 22nd. This is also around that about that time. This is created by David Goyer, the aforementioned, and Josh Friedman, and stars Jared Harris. And follows a thousand-year saga. It's based on Isaac Asimov's books.
I saw the trailer for this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good trailer.
No, it's a good trailer.
Sexy trailer. Looks beautiful. Follows a thousand-year saga of the Foundation, a band of exiles that discover the only way to save the Galactic Empire from destruction is to defy it.
Did you put two shows in one choice?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What the fuck? Cheated.
Well, they're two sci-fi
shows. You have my dick for that, everyone. Yeah.
Well, we're not fighting, so fuck you.
Okay, it's fast and loose then.
The trailer is beautiful, and Goya has said he wants this to be 8 to 10 seasons, saying the story is long enough for
8 to 10 seasons.
80 hours of content. But Goya himself is responsible for some really great shit.
And some shit shit.
And some shit shit.
Mm-hmm.
BVS.
His worst shit was like, isn't he Lost Boy? No.
No, he did Blade Trinity. It was his first directorial debut. Yeah, but he also wrote the first two Blades.
Oh, yeah, I see. He's one of those guys. Okay, fair enough.
There we are. Sci-fi double feature at my number 7.
Okay. My number 6, Paul, you know why I mentioned Jack Reacher? That's Lee Childs, right? He's the author, right?
Right.
He's a favorite airport author of mine.
Sure.
This next show is the other favorite airport author of mine. His name is Carl Hyazin, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote Striptease, you know, Demi Moore movie.
Yeah, okay, no. I do know that film, but I've never read anything by him.
Okay, so this new show is called Bad Monkey.
Okay, right? Never heard of this shit.
Yeah, I know. And it's a 10-episode drama based on his 2013 novel called Bad Monkey. And his shit is always set in South Florida, near the Keys, near like that kind of place. And this is...
Aruba, Jamaica.
Exactly. So I think we found our next theme song. It tells the story of Andrew Yancey. He's a South Florida detective. He's been demoted to restaurant inspector. And after a tourist finds a severed arm out fishing, this dude is like pulled into this world of greed and corruption and shit, which decimates the Florida environment and the Bahamas. It's actually a pretty good book. And Vince Vaughn is starring. And
right, okay.
So there's actual stuff here. But get this, Paul. Guess who the showrunner is?
Who?
Bill Lawrence.
Ooh.
That's right. He of Spin City and fucking Ted Lasso. All the fucking Scrubs. All that shit, man. So I'm thinking you might this one.
I'll give anything that Bill Lawrence does a go.
Yeah. And also, when you said shit in Florida, there's a lot of sunny shit, just like Dexter. I like sun. What do you want? What do you want? Oh, there you are. So, yes, there you are. Wicked stuff.
From sunny good times in Florida to end of the world, my number 6 is Why the Last Man, which I believe starts on Tuesday, the same day this episode drops.
I did a little intro on this stuff. Tell us about Why the Last Man, Paul.
One of the only comic series I've read from beginning to end, which I really enjoyed, and it basically follows some kind of pandemic / event where everything with a Y chromosome dies.
Right.
So across the whole of the animal, or mammals, I believe, mammals.
Even animals.
Yeah.
Not just dudes.
Even animals. So everything's going to die out. The women are left alive, and it follows Yorick.
Alas.
And his monkey Ampersand.
Uh-huh.
And they are the only two who aren't affected by it, the only two males. And imagine that world. You know, I know there's a bunch of dudes out there going.
It's the first thing I thought. It's like, you are slinging dick from here till Tuesday when that shit's happening.
Going like, yeah. Not if you were the last man on earth. What about now?
What about now? You see any other dicks around? I'm the only one.
But the comic, which is created by Brian K. Vaughan and Pizgura, is much more
cerebral.
Yes, than
as
that.
As opposed to
with some good action scenes, some surprising deaths from the characters as they go, and Yorick's mother ends up rising to be basically President of the United States. The show as well, who's played by Diane Lane.
Oh, Diane Lane, yeah. I like her. So, just as a man who's never read the comic or even heard of the show, well, I heard of the show, but like, is He is he born and he happens to be a dude? No, he's just the only alive. Guy who didn't die.
Yeah, he's the only guy who didn't die.
And the monkey.
Yep.
And is it even broached, the idea of dick?
Someone
says, how about some dick or something, right?
I'm sure he gets action. I don't really remember that.
Must be dick action. Imagine, like,
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm just wondering, because that's obvious. Like you said, that's obviously the first.
I think we made the joke. We can move on from it now.
Anyway, dicks.
Well, we promised it in the show song, which let off.
Exactly.
As long as we got some dick there jokes. Here we are. So yeah, looking forward to watching this one in very short order.
All right, man. Cool. My number five is The Book of Boba Fett.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Now, this... Look, I'll be honest with you. This is not in my list because it's a new... But The Mandalorian is actually the thing I'm looking forward to, the next season, the third season, okay? But of course, this was a spin-off of that. We've never seen it before. I have been told that Bobby Rodriguez is involved as either a director or a producer-director,
whatever. He did direct one or two episodes of The Mandalorian. He did the one with Boba Fett.
The Boba Fett, exactly. So we don't know really anything about it much.
Wasn't it supposed to come out in December? We've seen dick all.
We've seen nothing, bro. We've seen nothing. I bet you COVIDed up, man.
Being pushed.
So we know that Ming-Wah, what's-her-name, is in there. And
When?
Now. Ha! All right. No. So... And Temu Morrison is also in there. Yeah. So
it's funny when I mispronounce it, but when Wayne does it, it's just goes straight through the keyboard. Keep moving on.
Okay, here's some things I need answered in this show, Paul.
Okay.
One, how did Boba Fett survive the Sarlacc pit? Now, if you look closely at his armor, it doesn't cover everything. It's not like fucking Iron Man, all right? Or even the current Mandalorian. It only covers barely his gut once you see Temu Morrison. Right? So I'm like, yeah, how'd that happen?
How dare you?
I'm looking for a flashback scene of the skiff scene from Return of the Jedi. That would be kind of cool. Wouldn't that be cool? It's like, here's how it happened. And Han Solo hit my shit. Boom, all it goes. Maybe we get Alden Ehrenreich reprising a solo role. It's not like he's got shit to do now. that looks all cool, man. I mean, Mandalorian is what I really want to see. But maybe if they fit some other motherfuckers into this shit, maybe a young Luke. You could probably see a young Luke. No, you can't. No, you could.
Or you could, based on the Mandalorian efforts to make him look young in
that
scene.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe he... No, you know, if he's going anywhere, he's going to turn up in the Mandalorian. But still, Han Solo, I'm on. I'm on, man. So that's it. I like me some Star Wars, as you know.
All right, well, I'm surprised it took this long to get to a Star Wars pick. Well, here's another also apocalyptic show. Shock horror.
Big, huge shock.
This one's based on a hit PlayStation game. It's called The Last of Us.
Ah, now we have what? Is it Tom Holland?
No, it's Pedro Pascal.
Oh.
And Bella Ramsey, who was Lady Mormont in Game of Thrones. So, you know, a bit of Game of Thrones alum.
Oh, that's nice.
Rejoining.
Now, you've played this game, yes?
Yeah. The first one I played through, finished from beginning to end. I haven't played the second one, although I hear some mixed reports, but basically it seems to be a good continuation.
Okay.
Most of the world is basically decimated by a fungus which gets into the brain, turns its victims violently insane and feral, and eventually destroys their eyes, so they have to hunt by echolation.
Zombie movie, Paul. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though they're not technically dead and they're not technically zombies, they have been taken over by this
fungus.
Fungus, you know, and it seems, you know, it's a bit of time. Not that COVID's a fungus, but time relevant. They get turned and catch the plague, if you will, and then die.
Do you have to get bitten to catch the plague, or can you just breathe it in?
I actually don't really remember.
Yeah.
They tear you to pieces from vague memory. But yeah, I guess you would have to get bitten for it to pass.
So I've heard a few things about this game that you can probably tell me about. Apparently, the thing that made the game so popular.
Don't spoil
stuff,
the end of the game.
No, I don't know it. But you are forced to make hard choices of the game as a plot narrative kind of thing. And so that's why everyone's like, this game is the shit, man, because you really don't know what the fuck you want to do.
And you really come to care about the two main characters.
Very important.
And the other thing that gets me really excited about is it's co-created and co-written by Craig Mazin.
Who is?
Who did Chernobyl a couple of years back.
Oh, okay.
Chernobyl was excellent. So if he's on board and we've got Pedro Pascal there, I reckon this, and it just has TV shows screaming all over it. Like, this could be a wonderful 8-10 episode TV show.
Who's doing this? Is it Disney?
No.
So Pedro is doing two shows.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what station it's from, to be honest, or what network it's producing it, whether it's Netflix or whoever. Actually, it could be a Netflix show from vague memory.
Okay.
But yeah, they have. I mean, obviously, he's not filming Mandalorian all year round.
Yeah, he's probably doing full year. Okay, fair enough. Very nice. We're going to shoot back to you for my number four, because that's where I put Frasier.
Oh, wow, that is hot.
Come on, it's Frasier, man. It's like my favorite. I think, what is it? It's in the top five shows ever that I'll rewatch over and over.
Hot damn!
Come on, man, it's Frasier! Imagine him going from Cheers, being popular there, then Frasier, popular there, then another Frasier. This motherfucker's forever.
Yeah, he's done very well. Although
for a guy who did so many drugs, Kelsey Grammer was killing it, man.
Yeah, had such a tragic story through his life. My number four is the prequel to Game of Thrones, and it has no Benioff or Weiss. Therefore, I'm much more excited about it. It's House of the Dragon.
This is an interesting thing. Paul has not forgiven Benioff and Weiss, and neither have I, for ending Game of Thrones in such a shambles. But every episode up till then, Paul, at least that season, even like, I liked most of that season. It's just the ending that sucks so many dicks, right?
The moment we get our resolution to the Night King, I'm just like, whoa, balls are being dropped left, right, and center. This was way too easy. Blah.
Yeah, no, the format there. But no, the biggest thing was the Dany thing. That was her problem, right?
Yeah, okay. Without going into spoilers.
Sure.
Because we're not there. Look, this occurs 300 years before the events of the original series and follows House Targaryen, and some of the cast includes Matt Smith, Olivia Cook, and Paddy Considine. So that's a solid start.
Do you know these people?
Yes. Matt Smith is Doctor Who.
Oh, that one!
Olivia Cook from Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
I haven't seen that one.
Thoroughbreds, and Paddy Considine, who is in Dead Man's Shoes. You see, he's in lots and lots of stuff.
I saw Thoroughbreds. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep.
And this one is apparently created by Ryan J. Condal and George Martin, RR himself. Now, which might go some way towards explaining why we're now a full fucking decade and an extra 2 months beyond the publication of the last book of the Song of Ice and Fire series, aka it better fucking be good.
You're not getting that book, are you, Paul? You're not getting that second last book.
Many moons ago, George made this quote on his personal blog. I expect to be involved in House of Dragons to some extent. And who knows, if things work out, I may even be able to script a few episodes as I did for the first four seasons of Game of Thrones. But let me be perfectly clear. I am not taking on any scripts until I have finished and delivered Winds of Winter. Winter is still coming and Winds remains my priority, as much as I love to write episodes of House. If fucking House of fucking Dragon turns up with episodes written by George Martin before that book comes out, I'm going to flip this fucking table.
You're going to riot. Pull that.
Stop lying to us, George, and write the fucking book. Right. Rant over.
Is that is it now made? Like, is he supposed to do two books after this, or is it that one?
There's one more after this.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
motherfucker in writing the next one if it takes another 10 years.
No. He's got to do all of them in one book. That's how you got to do
maybe
it.
Maybe that's what it's going to be. Fuck it. We'll release this one and they're going to say 6 months later, the next one. Damn, fuck you all. Ah.
Quick.
In which case, I'll apologize to George. It's okay. It only took you 5 or 6 years per book.
Quick question for you. Is the way the books are currently kind of shit? Like, if you ask me, the books have deteriorated. In the last two books, there's a million characters.
The last two books are the worst.
Myrcella's in fucking somewhere with some other cunts. It's fucking weird.
And the annoying thing is, I remember the first three very well because I read them 3 times.
First three are great!
Book 4 and 5 I've only read once. I'm going to have to read them again before these fucking books.
No, that's called hit a summary, motherfucker. Yeah. Read a summary.
That's true. I'll find someone.
Last three book summary. Someone do that on fucking line.
Yeah.
Make it a video so I don't have to read.
And then can you also make a video which explains the next book so Wayne doesn't have to read that either?
Yeah, just do all of that. Can that be popular? We should do it. All right. Nice one. I can see you liking that one. My number three is Hawkeye, bro. Yeah, I really want to see Hawkeye. Not on your list.
I'm so down on the Disney shows. Secret Invasion, anyone that made my list.
Really? See, okay, I was thinking about this as well because you're thinking to yourself, okay, so I know you did not care for WandaVision. I also thought it had its problems, but it was better than Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, shit. Apart from a few good scenes here and there, yeah, it just didn't work out.
Loki was pretty good. Like Loki down for that. Looking forward to season 2.
No, that was good. So it's something.
And we're going to talk about What If next week on the show.
That's right. Okay. Hawkeye, though. So I know Jeremy Renner. He's the Avenger with no powers. Everyone gives him shit. But have you read the show, the comic Hawkeye, My Life is a Weapon? This was recommended to me by one of the peeps, right?
Okay.
This is a graphic novel about Hawkeye. It's really great.
Really?
It's really great. Okay. And Hawkeye fucks everyone, man. Did you know that? Did you know he fucks everyone?
Right, now I understand.
That's got nothing to do with this, okay? Because the Disney Hawkeye, Disney Hawkeye got a family. He ain't fucking anybody. Disney Hawkeye is married to that chick from fucking that Christina Applegate show.
They like me.
Yes, yes. Yep. So, but then this one here is actually to introduce his daughter, which is, what's her name? Hayley Steinfeld, okay? And as we all know, she's like an amazing, crazy good actress.
Yep,
right?
Can be.
I've had good times with her, right?
Sounds wrong.
Character. Also has Florence Pugh in it, if you like a little Pugh in your life.
Yep.
And I'm wondering to myself, well, what's this going to be about and how are we going to make it interesting? And I actually think that's cool. Projectiles are cool, Paul.
Sure.
Arrows. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. So there you are. Hawkeye. There you are.
Okay, surprise, that's that high, but fair enough. My number three is, of course, a very me pick, and it comes straight from the film series, which I champion as the greatest action film series of all time. It's from John Wick. It's The Continental.
I thought we were going to say Alias. All right, so...
Not quite.
Oh, The Continental, the TV show, yes.
So it basically follows a young Winston, so Ian McShane's character, as he gets involved with slash sets up, I believe, The Continental to be a chain around the world for places where assassins and criminals can go and all be completely safe.
So he's the chain owner?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he gets involved in it and expands it, or if he
loses the franchise here and there.
Yeah, or if he comes in and just takes one over. I'm not quite sure, but yeah. Anyway, it's supposed to be about the origins of how the Continental came to be what it is.
That's pretty cool.
And so that's great. It's only a pre-production at the moment, and the Lionsgate TV boss, Kevin Beggs, has said they're going for some more BBC styles, 3 episodes, 90 minutes.
Good call.
That's the season.
That's actually great. So, well, yes, it's great. Is that Cedric dude from The Wire going to be in there? The concierge.
Oh, is he? Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
He's in everything. He's in...
Well, I don't think it'll be him. It'll have to be if it's young Ian McShane, there must be a young version of him.
Yeah,
it'll have to be
someone else. Yeah. Lance Reddick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's it. So I think that's kind of cool. So, I mean, you know. Look, I'm done with that. I actually forgot that was there. I probably would have put that on my list if I'd seen it. So,
yeah,
there you are.
Okay.
Nice one, brother. My number 2 is Dexter.
That's where it is. That's where it is, bro. You're really keen on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will, of course, review it for the show.
Damn right.
And my number 2 is where I had Alien.
Alien?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, ooh, so this is interesting. All right, man.
Neither of us has said our number 1.
No, we haven't.
I don't think my number 1's going to be your number 1.
No, it won't. It won't. I can guarantee you it won't be. Okay. And when I say my number 1, you'll be like, of course it is, dickhead. That's what you'll say.
Okay.
All right.
So give us your 10 through 2 and okay. Then reveal your number 1.
10 was Reacher. 9 was She-Hulk. 8, Sandman. 7, Alien. 5, sorry, 4, 6, Frey. 6!
Counting things.
Just throwing things in there. Suck it on. 6 was Bad Monkey. 5 was The Book of Boba Fett. 4, Frasier. 3, Hawkeye. 2, Dexter. And 1 is fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi, y'all. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the shit. How are you going to like... Remember this now.
It is you.
It is me. Now, check it out. I know Paul and most people hate the prequels. Sure. I maintain there were only two good things. Shit. There's 2 good things about the prequels. 1 is Darth Maul.
1, that we never have to see another fucking George Lucas film.
And 2 is Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan is the shit. He even made himself sound like Alec Guinness, all that kind of shit. Look kind of like him with the beard and whatnot. And he was always the cool motherfucker. Now, gonna geek out on you for a while here, people. Obi-Wan is known to be a abnormally good lightsaber dude. Okay? That's just like the lore there. And in fact, there was there's a Star Wars Rebels animated show where they actually had him and Darth Maul reconnect and have a duel while Obi-Wan is old. I'm talking about Alec Guinness old, all right? And it was a wicked scene. You should totally look it up on YouTube, right? But this here Boss. Show... You don't mean you ain't interested in no damn Obi-Wan. Of course you are, motherfucker.
I'll watch it.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
We're still doing the show. We'll probably review it, but...
Well, here's what we know about it. It takes place 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. So all it's right. After the prequels and before... I don't know, whatever it is. It takes place on Tatooine based on the set photos that I've seen. Hayden Christensen, rumored to guest, well, star.
Well, as you that have means, said many times this episode, what else is he doing?
Exactly. And also, that means he's going to be Vader, man. That means he's going to be Vader because 10 years after, he's already fucking and shit like that, right? So that is on there. Liam Neeson, rumored to appear. Sure. Right. You know, I'm sure his cock will turn up. Joel Edgerton, Kumail well Nanjiani. Before he does. And you know Han from Fast and Furious? Apparently he's in it as what I assume. I've actually seen not that many Asians in Star Wars, that's so who knows point. What he's going to do. So sometime in 2022, they reckon. They just started shooting it April this year. And Ewan has said that he's doing 2 hours of sword fighting a day. So guess what, Paul? Swashbuckling, son. Lightsaber, son. Break yourself, son.
There better be fucking lightsabers if there's not that thing.
Dude, if there's no lightsabers, then I'm going to shit on it. So there you are.
All right, there's your number 1.
And you, Paul, 10 to 1 and 1. Sorry, 10 to 3 to
my
1.
My 10, The Fraser Revival. 9, Secret Invasion. 8, Dexter, colon, New Blood.
Colon.
7, Invasion and Foundation. 6, Why the Last Man. 5, The Last of Us. 4, House of the Dragon. 3, The Continental. 2, Alien. And number 1, because I can count from 10 to 1, is The Lord of the Rings television
Lord of
series.
My Ring!
Yeah.
All right, so what's Lord of My Ring going to be about, Paul?
Scheduled for about this time next year. It's an Amazon Prime series with has a 5-season production commitment worth $1 billion.
Good Lord.
And was bought for $250 million by Amazon in November 2017. So the estate of Tolkien doing very, very well.
Dude.
Those numbers alone make me excited to see if we get anything like the original Peter Jackson trilogy and not the Peter Jackson Hobbit trilogy, because this time at least they'll have written the shit before they start fucking filming.
Now, hang on. Is it retelling the book?
No, it's going back about a millennia, I believe, somewhere around that, thousands of years before the events of both series of films.
Hmm.
So although the outcome might be known, the details of it will be new, and there's a promise of characters both familiar and new.
How, Paul? How?
Because elves live for thousands of years.
Shit!
Right.
I didn't think about that. So, Hugo Weaving peoples, we're going to see, like, Arwen.
Yeah, Elrond.
Was he Elrond? Yep. Okay, yep. Liv Tyler. Yeah, yep. Okay.
Well, the characters represent
that. Characters, I'm sure, yes. Okay, you know what? I didn't even think about this one. I remember all the buzz about it.
They had ample time.
So if they make it anything rushed, like the first movie.
This is not rushed at all. The showrunners are J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay. So,
you know them?
No, never heard of them.
Nope, okay.
But they've had ample time to get ready for it. So if they drop the ball on this shit, then it's going to be, well, as I said, they think it's worth $1 billion. Yes, yeah, it premieres in September next year.
So they've definitely done some shit on it.
Oh, yeah, they're well into shooting and whatever else.
Okay.
And someone was telling me last night that maybe the second season was moving to the UK to shoot away from New Zealand, which I'm not sure if is true or not. But
interesting. Oh, I doubt that's happening now. Oh, who knows? Who knows?
So we are. That is mine. Any honorable mentions waiting to wrap it up?
Yeah, man. Masters of the Universe season 2.
Is it season 2 or part 2 of season 1?
It's part 2, because here's the thing. They made 10 and then they released 5, and everyone knows what happened with the 5. They did some things I didn't think they should maybe have done, but maybe they meant it as a 10 season.
I thought it was fine. I watched it.
No, I liked it. I liked it, but like, you know, anyway.
It's not amazing. It's fine.
Well, it's just that people are like, where the hell is he? Anyway, yeah. Tokyo Vice is a new show with like Anson Elgort in it. It's a Michael Mann crime drama set in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's kind of cool.
So he's combining his... No, he didn't do Black Rain, did he? That was Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott, exactly. But it feels like it's going to be like that. The Old Man is a Jeff Bridges show.
I saw the trailer. CIA guy. 7-second trailer. 7-second trailer. Off.
And now for the things that we're looking forward to. The Boys, Invincible, the next seasons.
Yep.
Also, there's How I Met Your Father, which I'm interested in. Yeah, I think it's going to suck, but I'm kind of intrigued because I liked How I Met Your Mother. I like Barney so much.
Do you think there'll be any girl version of Barney?
I hope so. Well, that shit doesn't work, eh? You can't make it a girl version of Barney. That's just a hoe.
You heard it here first.
You know what I'm talking about, people. It can't be the same jokes because Barney's an asshole and you don't want to do that to the girls. Yeah. So
I had the Chucky TV series, which I'm intrigued by. But like,
the little doll?
Yeah. By the original creator, Don Mancini. And the Day of the Dead TV series, sort of premiering October 15th. Also on Sci-Fi, 6 strangers fight to stay alive in the first 24 hours following undead invasion. I don't know how undead invade, but come rise up, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, that's very, very much me. And then shows I'm looking forward to finish up, of course, continue Invincible, The Boys. Gangs of London season 2. Very much looking forward to that. And Stranger Things season 4.
Ah, yes. Stranger Things. I've forgotten what happened in the last one.
Well, it has been a long, long time.
Did the dude die?
Hopper. Well, we thought he had, but then it turns out he's in a Russian gulag somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
There you are. For our lists, what about yours? We wrap up every episode of The Countdown with a segment that we call The Pop 10.
Talk about.
Pop 10.
Talk about.
Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's Pop 10 with Jamie Davies, who said Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi speaks for itself.
What?
The three body problem. Looks like it's picking up steam finally with a great director now secured.
Heard about that one.
I haven't? Okay. Yeah. Number one, Foundation. Out next couple of weeks where I am, and the buzz from critics is all good. Smile Samani said, Why the Last Man, based on the brilliant graphic novel series, Story of a World Without Men Except for One. Again, Foundation, Harry Seldon and his loyal followers attempt to preserve their culture as a galaxy collapses. Starring the excellent Jared Harris, this series makes my mouth water. And number one, which I kind of have an interest in as well, Cowboy Bebop. A ragtag crew of bounty hunters chases down the galaxy's most dangerous criminals. They'll save the world for the right price.
Yeah, did you ever watch the cartoon?
No, I haven't.
I know nothing about it. So,
starring John Cho, and it's on Netflix. Chris Yeaney said, Reacher, there you go.
Nice.
Legends of the Hidden Temple and The Shrink Next Door. I'm only half trolling here. It seems really interesting, and Paul Rudd can do no wrong.
Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell. It's actually an interesting trailer.
I haven't seen the trailer a long time ago.
Yeah, a bit odd.
Yeah, okay. John Amenta said, Why the Last Man as well, one of my favorite comics ever. Hopefully they can translate it to TV and make it as moving and exciting. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Prequels sucking aside, Ewan rocked. As Obi-Wan. Get me a Mandalorian quality show centered on him. Let's go. And this is one that came up a few times in the Facebook community, which was the only place you could vote this week. The Wonder Years, a different perspective set during the same time as a great original series. If they capture 75% of that magic, it'll be good TV.
How did you feel about The Wonder Years?
I liked it when I was a kid.
Me too. There's a character named Wayne who was the older brother who was a cunt.
Yep.
And I was like, I've never heard people call anyone Wayne on American TV. I know. Well, very few.
I can picture Wayne entirely.
Yeah, totally.
And it's amazing how that name just goes synonymously with
cunt. Yes,
absolutely. Matt Evans said, The Lord of the Rings, September 2022. Let's hope they get it right. I Know What You Did Last Summer. A little skeptical this might be too tween thriller, but we'll give it a few episodes.
Surely that's for you, surely.
I'll watch it. Seems to be a lot of these horror franchises coming to TV now.
Yeah.
Number one, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Police procedural, a.k.a. Mindhunter. If done right, this could be creepy good. Blake Jarvis said, Sandman, there you are, Wayne. Obi-Wan Kenobi. And number one, Miss Marvel.
Yes, a young Miss Marvel, the first East or South Asian character as a hero.
Okay.
Young Pakistani girl.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Jonathan Lamb said, Midnight Mass. Going to give Mike Flanagan another chance after the disappointment of Bly Manor. You're a much more generous man than I am, Jonathan, because that alone kept this show off my list. The Haunting of Hill House was just so good. I think Bly Manor was a slight misstep. I hope you're right. So, Foundation number two. Didn't think this could be made as a TV series, so it will be interesting to see how they pull it off. And number one, The Sandman. If you're familiar with the comics, and you'll probably agree with me, this is another one that seems impossible to adapt into a TV series.
Yeah, it's really jumpy. It just goes boom, 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 boom from place to place. What the fuck is this?
I'm keen to see how they manage it and which stories they adapt. Now, I've left this one till kind of late. Neither you nor I had it on our list.
All right.
Cameron Petty has number three, The Wheel of Time.
Only because of the chatter online do I know, have I even heard of this? What is it?
Robert Jordan's, I think it was meant to be 10 books, may have ended up being more than that. And he died, Brandon Sanderson stepped in and wrote the rest of the books.
Okay.
Beloved fantasy, epic fantasy series of books.
Mm.
I found the first book to be so fucking boring I couldn't get through it.
Right.
So it's like George R.R. Martin on slow down drugs.
Really?
So,
However,
the fans love the shit out of it, so perhaps I've missed it. And what better way to come to something which is slow but will be sped up for TV than a TV show?
Okay,
so
no, I'm down.
I'm keen to see it too. Number two, The Wheel of Time. Number one, The Wheel of Time for Cameron.
Okay.
Then he added Foundation and the new Lord of the Rings series if he had to give a proper list. Laurie Miller said Wonder Years again, Better Call Saul final season and Dexter New Blood. Obviously, we didn't have the same limitations on the listeners' list.
Sure.
And a final one from David Power, patron extraordinaire. Number three, Moon Knight. One of my all-time favorite comic heroes finally gets some airtime. Hopefully, they don't fuck it up. Number two, Alien. Noah Hawley has a pass for life after Legion and Fargo. This will be awesome. And number one, Wheel of Time. Head, shoulders, and the rest of the body above everything else. Best book series ever. I'm beyond excited for this.
Moon Knight is Oscar Isaacs?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm not familiar with that guy either. I mean, the
character.
So, who knows?
I think he might have, like, schizophrenia or something or other, but I could be wrong.
Schizophrenic superhero?
Yeah.
More interesting already.
Oh, some kind of mental health disorder brought about by the moon, or I could be wrong.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. Again, let's
I'm only going
shit.
Off what I've heard other podcasts talk about with that show. So if I've got that wrong, I do apologize.
Nice one.
But could be interesting.
All good.
That's your list, and that's the end of today's topic, episode 336. Thank you so much for those who got back to us with their thoughts on the topic at hand, Wayne. And if we didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. Thank you for your contributions nonetheless. Wayne, what's happening next week, episode 337?
We're doing the top 10 LA set films.
Yep.
Films?
Yep, following up from our New York set films
exactly.
A month or two ago. So we're going to change it to LA. Obviously, there's an absolute smorgasbord of films that are
all
set
sunny.
There. So Wayne will be happy in that particular case. And that is it for that. Wayne, how do the folks get in touch with us and let us know their feedback on the topic at hand or indeed general thoughts?
Google The Countdown Podcast to get all our socials or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support the show, check out our merch range. Links in the show notes. That's countdownmerch.com.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
We're on Twitter at The Countdown PC. You can like and follow the show there. Check it out on Podbean where we host as well. And finally, ccradio.com.au for the other great shows that are part of the network, Believe and Comic Confidential.
You know what? If you haven't thought about the Patreon before, maybe just give it a try for a month, because there's a lot of shit on there that I say that gets me into trouble. But only our Patreons know what a cunt I am. And a few other people. So it may be worth your while.
Look, there is the trivia contest, which we've had a little bit of break from it while we're getting... It's hard. It's really hard to get everyone together.
Everyone's in different parts of the world.
Parts of the world. So next time, if we ever do another one of these, we'll structure it differently. But we do have one coming out this week. The next match will be between Troy from the Comic Confidential and Sam Hurley from Movie Reviews in 20Qs.
Ooh.
It's going to be a big one.
That's on Patreon.
Big, big one. So check that out there. Thank you so much again for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
You can't handle the truth.
No scratching, Paul.
That those shows that are coming. We'll hopefully all be good.
Fuck off.
We'll catch you next time.
Hey, baby, I hear the moves are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Oh, my. And maybe I seem a bit confused.
Well,
yeah,
maybe.
But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Hey, what the fuck, you piece of shit karaoke version?
Frasier has left the building.